Since you're so far away, it's kind of difficult for me to touch you. So I thought we would try this. I want to tell you how to touch yourself. I want to make you come, not just with dirty stories and naughty ideas, but I want it to be like I'm actually there. I want my words to work through your hands. So even if I can't actually touch you, it still feels a little bit that way for you. So first things first, I want you to get comfortable. I don't know where you want to do that, on the couch or in your bed, but make sure you're warm enough and you're comfortable and you're somewhere you won't be disturbed. And I want you to be undressed, everything except for a pair of knickers. Ideally something that makes you feel sexy. So just take a second, get yourself in order, pause the audio if you have to, get yourself into position, and then we can begin. Okay, so we're comfortable? Good. Well, first of all, I want you to imagine that I'm there. Imagine that I'm lying next to you. Maybe I've got one leg kind of draped over yours, my chest pressed up against your arm and your side, leaning in and talking in your ear. You can feel the knuckles of my hand against your hip, gliding up and down slowly. And you know that I'm stroking my cock alongside you. And just so you know, I will be stroking my cock while I'm telling you all this. Because with a little bit of luck, we can come together. But I want you to think about things you've heard me say before, things you've thought about. Whether it was talking about fucking you at the airport, or surprising you at work and fucking you there. Maybe you've had some other thoughts. But I also want to think about touching yourself. Might be a little bit difficult, but think back to the first time you played with yourself. The first time you touched your own pussy. How did it feel? What do you remember about it? What about the first time you made yourself come? What about the first time a guy touched your pussy and made you feel good? Maybe the first time a guy made you come with his hands. Think about all those good feelings associated with your pussy being touched, especially by you. And before I let you touch yourself, I'm going to set down a couple of ground rules, okay? You're not allowed to touch yourself any way that I don't tell you. And if you get horny, if you get so turned on that you can't stop yourself coming, then I want you to go ahead and come. Even if we're only halfway through, you can always come back and listen to the rest later. But I really want us to come together. So if it's possible, see if you can hold yourself on the edge for as long as you can. If you can't, if you do start coming, if you can't help yourself, then I don't want you to stop whatever you're doing. I want you to keep going for as long as you can, as long as I'm talking. Because, believe it or not, lots of women, if not most women, can keep coming over and over again. You just have to get into the right groove. So, anyway, first of all, I want you to start touching your body. Put your hands down by your sides. And then just very slowly take one hand up from your thigh, up over your hip, up your stomach, around the curve of your waist, up past your breasts, across your chest, and then slowly back down the other side. Try not to tickle yourself. Stroke all the way down your thigh, your opposite thigh with your hand. Then back up the inside. Don't touch your knickers. Just lift your fingers away before you reach them. Then go over to the other thigh with the same fingertips back down. Then flatten your hand out as you come back round and stroke back up to where you started. Now do that again. Just very slowly tracing up your side. Then tracing across your chest. Then down. All the way down your side, down your thigh. And then back up the inside. Remember, don't touch your pussy. Don't touch your knickers even. Back across to the other leg. Back down the inside of that thigh. And then back up again. Now, when you go up this time, I don't want you to go past your breast. I want you to stop and start brushing your fingers around it. Big slow circles around it with just the tips of your fingers. Imagine it's my fingers touching you, learning every little inch of your body. Slowly moving in smaller and smaller circles. Working my way up the curve of your breast. Until I start to circle your areola with just the tip of one finger. Feeling your nipples start to get hard as I do. You can't help it. It's a reflex reaction. And then just brushing the very tip of my finger over your nipple. Ever so gently. And then going over and doing the same to the other breast. Nice big slow circles all around. Then getting smaller and smaller. your fingers work their way around your breast, up, in ever-decreasing circles until you're just circling your areola. And I'll bet that nipple's stiff already, isn't it? Your finger just brushing against it. Okay, now get your other hand. Bring both your hands up and cup them around your breasts. Spread your fingers out as wide as you can across them. Your nipple slide in between two of your fingers. You might want to close them a little bit. Give your nipples a little bit of a rub. Just stroke them, squeeze them a little bit. Think about me straddling you, looking down at you, smiling. My hands on your breasts, squeezing, stroking. Brushing my thumbs over your nipples. Well, then I would probably want to pinch your nipples a little bit. So now take your finger and thumb and lick them. Slide them into your mouth, get them nice and wet. Now reach down. Cup your breasts again and then use your finger and thumb to pinch your nipples. Just roll them back and forth a little bit. Imagining my lips and tongue on them. That it's my saliva making them wet and slippery. That it's my lips, my tongue, my teeth. Putting that pressure on them. Squeezing them. Just nipping them. Now I want you to leave one hand on your breast. Lick your fingers again if you have to. Keep squeezing that nipple, rolling it between your fingers. The other hand I want you to slide it back down again. Back down the outside of your thigh. And then gently with just the very tips of your fingers. Run up the inside of your thigh. Until you reach the fabric of your knickers. And then put your fingers down at your knee of the other thigh and draw them back up in just the same way. Imagine that's me down there. That's my beard brushing against you as I nuzzle my way up your thighs. Now maybe you want to take the tips of your nails and drag them up your thighs. Imagine me kissing harder, biting a little bit, rubbing my beard into you a little bit so it's a little bit rough. You trailing your nails up the insides of each thigh, one after the other. Just coming ever so close to your pussy, but never quite reaching it. You know I like to tease you. So I'm going to make you tease yourself. Now I want you to take your hand and just place it very gently over your pussy, I want you to take the palm of your hand, the heel of your palm, and rest it against the mound at the top. And then your fingers, I just want you to rest them. Don't press them down. Just rest them on top of your pussy. And just hold your hand there for a second. Feel that heat. Feel it. Maybe you can even feel a little bit of moisture already. Maybe if you press down, you would feel the wetness of your pussy starting to soak through, but don't do that. Just keep your hands still. Just rest in there. Imagine that's my hand. Just rest in there. Settling there. Covering you. Claiming you. Owning you. Now I want you to lift your hand off. Just slowly slide it up your body until the tips of your fingers are above the tops of your knickers. And now just push the tips of those fingers underneath and slowly slide your hand down until it's in the same position. Again, don't press down. I know you want to, but don't. Just hold your hand exactly where it is. Feel that heat. My hand there. Feeling how hot you are for me. Whisper it in your ear. How good it feels to touch your pussy. Now just slowly start to move your hand in a circle. Gently, slowly. I know that subconsciously your hands are starting to press down. Your fingers are trying to probe deeper, but don't let them. Not yet. Just move in that nice gentle circle for me. Take two fingers. I want you to slide them down either side of your pussy. Really, the insides should be just brushing your outer lips. I want you to slowly drag them up and down together. You won't be able to help yourself as you do. Your fingers will start to slide up and together. Starting to squeeze those outer lips together just a little bit. Just ever so slightly increasing the pressure on your clit. Creating just a little bit of friction. Quite naturally, those pussy lips will start to swell. And that'll cause even more pressure. So now I want you to take those two fingers, start to alternate them. One going up while the other goes down. And then back, up and down, up and down, up and down. You see you rubbing your lips together in opposite directions like that. Creates another little sensation, doesn't it? You can feel your pussy starting to open up all on its own now, can't you? So what I want you to do now is reach up again with that hand. Slide those two fingers into your mouth. Give them a lick, get them all coated in your saliva. And then go back down to your pussy. Press them against your slit. And use them to gently push those lips apart. Expose that beautiful, sweet pussy. Now, I want you to take the tip of one finger. I want you to reach down to that beautiful little hole of yours. I want you to run the tip of your finger in big circles around it. Imagine the tip of my tongue circling your wet little hole. Getting smaller and smaller circles, going that little bit closer until the tip is just inside. You can feel how wet you are now, can't you? The tip of your finger just inside your wet little hole, working in little circles. Now draw it back out and use the tip of that finger to just draw your juices up one side of your pussy. Just slowly run it up there. Then back down. Then start those big circles again. Again, just keep imagining it's my tongue licking around you. Getting closer and closer to your hole. Until finally it spirals inside. Stretches you open that little bit, spreads your wetness out a little bit. That's your body telling you that it needs to be filled, but not just yet. Now you're going to pull your finger back out. Draw it back up the other side, spreading your juices around, getting your pussy a bit more slippery. Now go back down again. I'll let you go in slightly smaller circles this time. And get the tip of your finger wet again, and go up each side again in turn. Little circles. Get the tip of your finger nice and wet. Then slide up one side and back down. Then back down to get your finger wet again. Then up the other side and back down. I bet you like that if it was my tongue, wouldn't you? Sliding up and down the sides of your pussy. Oh, teasing past your clit each time. Getting your pussy wet and slippery. Now, just keep working your finger. You don't have to dip it right inside, but you can if you want. But draw it up one side, all the way up to the very top, right past your clit. Go around and then back down into your hole. Get it wet. Then up one side, around and back down. You keep going like that, nice big broad circles. You can feel your clit begging for a little bit more direct attention, but we're not going to give it just yet. Just nice big broad slow circles. Getting your whole pussy all wet. Now I want you to either dip your finger in or lick it. Maybe both. Maybe you can only do one. Maybe you've got quite a dry mouth right now, but a very wet pussy. I hope it's the latter. But I want you to get your finger nice and wet. Then I want you to start at your hole and draw it up the middle very, very slowly. Don't touch your clit. I want you to get close, but not close enough to touch. Instead, just run your finger around in a nice big circle. Just circling your clit with the tip of your finger very, very slowly. Teasing yourself the way I would if I could contain myself when I was with you. If it starts to feel just a little bit dry, then feel free to dip your finger back inside your wetness. Or lick it again, whichever is easiest, whichever feels best. Now just make sure you keep it nice and wet as those circles start to get a little bit smaller, a little bit tighter. Maybe pressing just a little bit harder. All those feelings getting more intense. I bet if you've remembered to keep your hand, other hand on your breast, then you're pinching your nipple a little bit tighter now too, aren't you? Now if that feels good, if you can feel that taking you closer and closer to coming, then just keep going. Just find that perfect rhythm, that perfect pressure. But if you feel like you need it, if you feel like you can handle it, then I want you to brush your finger right over your clit. See if you can take it. Or is that going to push you right over the edge right now? Maybe it's too much. Maybe it hurts a little bit if you do that, but don't. Just do whatever feels good. I'm going to give you a little bit of freedom. I mean, if you wanted, you could take your other hand away from your breast and use it to tease your wet hole the way you were teasing it with the finger that's now teasing your clit. Rubbing both in little circles. Teasing both. Maybe even sliding a finger inside. Stretching that pussy open, imagining it's my fingers. Or even my big hard cock sliding inside you. Maybe you might want to roll onto your stomach and imagine me fucking you from behind. Reaching back to play with your pussy while my hard cock pounds your pussy. While I grab your ass and slap it. Making you my dirty wee fucking whore. Fucking you so hard and deep. Or maybe you want to imagine me on my back. Maybe you want to even kneel up and play with your pussy. Imagine grinding against me. Maybe you want to put a pillow between your legs and imagine it. Grinding your pussy against my hard dick. Your hands on my chest, looking down at me, knowing that you've got complete control over my cock. That my hard cock belongs to you, belongs inside your tight, hungry pussy. Or maybe you want to imagine lying on your side. Me straddling your bottom leg, lifting your other leg up in the air, penetrating you from there, getting so fucking deep inside you, playing with your breasts, or tugging your hair, sliding my fingers into your mouth, grabbing your ass and your thighs, stroking and touching you everywhere as I fuck you so deep. My balls rubbing against your thighs. Me still talking to you the whole time. Telling you how fucking good it feels. How much I need you to come for me. You know what a fucking trigger it is for me. Oh, making you come is the best fucking way to make me come. Oh, hearing you moan. Hearing you losing control of yourself. Feeling your whole fucking body shaking. Convulsing. Oh, God, baby. Oh, I want you to fucking come for me. I need it. Oh, come for me, baby. Oh, cause you know I want to come for you. And you get to choose where. You want me to come inside you? Is that what you want? Flooding your pussy with my cum. Filling you up. Leaving my scent on you as it drips back out of you, as it soaks those knickers. Maybe you want me to pull out and come all over your ass. Maybe I'll shoot up all over your back. Or maybe you want it on your stomach. You want me to spray my hot cum all over your stomach. Or do you want me to move up, spray it on your breasts, leave my hot sticky cum all over your tits? Or maybe you want to be a real little fucking whore, have it spattered all over your face. Oh my cum, sprayed all over you. Getting in your eyes and your nose, landing on your lip, lips and your hair. Or maybe what you really want is to taste me. Maybe you want to be my cum-guzzling little whore. Is that what you want? You want to get every last fucking drop down your throat? Fuck. Oh, God, baby. You're gonna have to decide soon. Cause I'm gonna come for you. Oh, baby. Oh, God, come for me too. Oh, fuck. Ouch. My cock and my cum.